And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, when institutions fail to protect women, brave individuals step up to claim what's rightfully theirs. What do I mean? Well, 16-year-old Reese Hogan from a Lutheran high school in California did just that at California CIF Southern Sectional Finals, where a male athlete participating among the girls stole her triple jump championship by jumping over 4 feet farther than any actual female competitor. After the boy stepped off the podium, Hogan walked up, took her rightful place as champion, and posed proudly for photos while the crowd erupted in applause. Riley Gaines celebrated it, saying, quote, "This is the way." The Supreme Court delivered another victory for truth as they recently sided with Maine Representative Laurel Libby, who was stripped of her voting rights for posting images of that same transgender athlete winning girls' pole vaulting. Democrats censored Libby and banned her from voting simply for speaking truth about biological reality. The Trump administration has already frozen federal funding to Maine for continuing to allow males in women's sports, with Attorney General Pam Bondi filing a civil lawsuit against the state. Meanwhile, the corporate world is discovering that Americans are done with woke ideology, though some companies are learning the hard way. Of course, Target sales plummeted 2.8% in the first quarter after scaling back its DEI initiatives, falling short of Wall Street's expectations by nearly $400 million. CEO Brian Cornell admitted to facing the reaction to the updates they shared on DEI in January as boycotts from both sides. Target now expects annual sales to decline rather than grow, proving you can't please everyone when you've spent years alienating half of your customers. Even more telling is the Starbucks revolt, where over 1,000 employees walked out to protest, wait for it, a dress code requiring black shirts and khaki pants under their green aprons. Apparently asking baristas to look professional instead of sporting blue hair and pride shirts constitutes colonial, heteronormative, fascist oppression. That's a quote. Chris Rufo delivered a knockout blow to Harvard this week, exposing internal documents showing systemic discrimination against white men in hiring. The university's guide explicitly encouraged using demographic data to encourage diversity and set placement goals for women and minorities, which is a euphemism for illegal quotas. Microsoft, they're doubling down on the madness while other companies retreat, maintaining race-based pay equity schemes that actually pay white employees less than minorities for identical jobs. But there is encouraging news out there, this one from the FDA, which finally embraced evidence-based medicine by limiting annual COVID vaccinations recommended to elderly adults and those with risk factors. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.